Hey guys, welcome back to an episode on the Living Cozy podcast. It is your host, Brandy J. First of all, I want to say do not be mad at me because I know it has been a long time since I recorded a podcast. And I did tell y'all, I probably promised y'all that I was going to be more consistent and, and since school was over, that I was going to be on my podcast more consistently and weekly and all that jazz, right? Wrong. See, what had happened was life has been smacking me left and right, but I'm not complaining because I prayed for all of this. I am busy, okay? But at the same time, I'm not that busy, which is what I want to talk about briefly today, is how we prioritize and how we always say, oh, I'm busy. I don't have time for that. I didn't have time for that, and so on and so forth. For me, I honestly was not prioritizing because what I wanted to do was, my main things were outside of my outside of my regular job, I'm a content creator, but I feel like I'm not going as hard as I need to. And I would always complain and say, I'm not getting the views, or I'm not doing this, or I don't have time to just really go in and have a really good quality post. And it was just like, bro, you're making excuses. You could definitely get it done. You just have to prioritize. And now that's what I'm learning, is prioritizing. It's like, it's like time is a big thing, especially if you wake up early in the morning, go to work, and then from that point on, if you don't have real life plans, like I'm talking like a dentist appointment or a doctor appointment or hair appointment, if you don't have appointments like that that you really have to go to, you should be working on your craft. And yes, I'm talking to myself. This is what I was telling myself, is you are making the most basic excuses, and you're not playing nobody. Cameron don't care. Shannon don't care. Brian don't care. Whoever, they don't care what your life is looking like. They don't care, because they will just go off and listen to the next podcast. They'll just go off and, you know, read on the next blog. They'll go off and look at a new YouTuber. And it's just like, you're losing these viewers and these people that really count on you to post and do things. You just playing yourself at the end of the day. So I had to tell myself, look, you have to prioritize. And I was listening to one of Devon Franklin's videos, which I'm going to pull up in a second. And he got my whole life together, because I'm like, he's right. And he's preaching about me. And I was like, that is crazy that he said that, because I really needed to hear it. And it's like, we complain so much about not having time, and it's just a bunch of bull at the end of the day, and we don't think too much on it. So I'm about to pull it up real quick. Okay, so here's the video.
So I get this question a lot, which is it possible to have work-life balance, especially when you're striving to be your best and be a leader in your field or a leader in life? I don't know what work-life balance is. I'm going to be very honest with you. Because balance almost implies that everything is at the same level and you're kind of walking in the middle. I don't know how to do that. What I realize is sometimes there are certain situations that are on 10, other times other situations are on 1. So the way that I navigate everything, because people ask me all the time, you know, how are you able to write? How are you able to, you know, preach, travel, produce movies, do all the things I'm doing? Because I have a sense of priority. Not everything is as valuable as other things. And sometimes we have a to-do list and we just mindlessly go down a to-do list. But my to-do list is reoriented around what needs to be done. And there are some things, no matter how much I would love to do them, I don't do them because they're not a higher priority.
Period. So when I heard that the other day, I was like, oh my gosh, that's what it is. It's prioritizing. We put our friends first. We put our boyfriends first. We put everybody else first before our crafts. And it's like, bro, what are you doing? You're playing yourself at the end of the day. And it was just so hard for me to really get on track, which is why I'm back on here. I just had to share that with you guys, because that's my biggest issue right now. Like, I know about it. I know my issue. So now it's like, how are you going to fix that? So lately, I don't just lounge around, because usually when I get off work, I'm like, oh, I can just chill at my house and watch YouTubers get famous and more famous and more famous while I'm just lax in my view, my post and my podcast. Nothing is getting viewed because I'm not putting in the work. I'm not consistent. So it is hard because, listen, besides being a full-time worker, you guys know that I graduated, so I'm not in school anymore, so I can have more time to really focus on my craft of being a content creator. I am a YouTuber, I am a blogger, and I have a podcast. So right now, I'm really trying to grow my following on Instagram so that I can really start getting sponsored and doing, you know, blogger-like things. So it is hard trying to find that balance that he mentioned in there. Like, I understand that whole prioritizing, but it's hard when you have three platforms that you're trying to grow at the same rate. So, but at the same time, you don't have to grow them at the same rate, because what if you take off on YouTube? People are going to eventually gravitate towards your Instagram and your podcast. So I just need for one of those to really, one of these to take off. I forgot I'm on a podcast right now, but I just need for one of these to take off so I can continue to really have the consistency and the drive to really want to do it. Because before, I used to look at it like, oh my God, I only got like 2 likes on this post. But now it's like, I don't care about the likes anymore. Which people are probably like, what is she doing on her page? Like, she's not getting these likes. She's getting 11 likes. But at the same time, I'm not doing this for people that's not like gonna sponsor me or people that's just doing whatever. I'm not doing that for y'all. I'm doing it for my craft of being a content creator, because what I want is for these brands to go on my page and see the type of quality I have. You feel me? The quantity right now, as far as likes and comments, do not matter to me right now. I just want to build up my page so that when they do glance at my page, they're like, oh, I can see her. She's a blogger. I want people to look at my page and not just read my bio and think, okay, she says she's a blogger, but all she got is selfies on her page. All she got is, you know, nothing. I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to build my profile at this point. So if you guys are wondering what I'm doing with my Instagram and why I haven't really been posting like the regular old pictures I used to, I'm trying to try something different. I'm getting outside my comfort zone. And yes, it was hard at first because it's like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing because I'm not getting any likes. But now it's like I have engagements and I'm really looking at those engagements and how many people are actually viewing it. If I reach one person, I'm satisfied. Like I said, I don't care. If I reach one person or a million, I just want somebody to be inspired by me before I leave this earth. I realized that I wasn't being my true self. It's so easy for a female to put on a dress and look sexy, but I don't want to have that. I don't want to have those type of pictures on my profile. Like, if you think I'm sexy, you think I'm sexy, but I want to be more than that. I want to be able to show you how I do certain things and certain things. I want to show you the behind the scenes, which is where the brands come in, whether it's hair, whether it's lotion, whether it's face wash, whether it's accessories. I want to show you the behind the scenes versus the finished product, which is why I do vlog. Which is why I am talking about my feelings on my podcast, is because I don't want to come off as perfect, because it's so easy to just make yourself look like the perfect person, especially with all these apps out here where you can just kind of make yourself look skinny or, you know, get the pimples off your face, whatever. It's so easy to look sexy online or look perfect online. I don't want to do that because God did not make us perfect beings. And I'm not going to try to be that, because I'm just going to continue to be disappointed because I'm not perfect. And I don't want anyone to ever think that, which is why I post my flaws on the internet. No, I don't post crazy stuff when I first wake up. I mean, if I'm vlogging, y'all might get a little bit of that. But still, like, I'm not going to be that person on Instagram. So what I'm really learning is that your real followers will be there. Your real supporters will be there. And I did get pissed off a while ago because I'm sitting there promoting my YouTube and telling people to subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. And it's like the same people that view my story every day. I'm talking every single day. It's people that as soon as I post, I got views from that same, from those same people. And it's like, okay, you have a YouTube channel. I'm pretty sure you do. And if you don't, make one. Just support me. But you sitting here watching my stories and participating in my polls, but you can't, you know, and it's close friends too at that. I'm not saying like my best friends, but it's people I talk to, converse with here and there. You can't subscribe. And I got pissed off about it because I'm just like, it's not right. Because I guess it's because you can't expect people to do things that you would do is what I learned at the end of the day. So my stepmom said something to me. She's like, I feel you on that because people will watch your every move, but they will not celebrate. They will not help you, support. They won't do nothing. They'll just sit there and watch every single post, every single YouTube video, but they won't like it, or they won't subscribe, or they won't comment or share. They won't do any of that, but they'll watch your every move, right? She said, don't focus on those people. Focus on the 1, the 2, the 5, the 10, those people. Focus on those people because those are your real supporters. The same people that comment, the same people that like, the same people that are subscribed. Anything that you do. And shout out to the people. It's only a few, y'all, that I don't even have to ask for a retweet. I don't have to ask for a subscribe. I don't have to ask for a like. It's just already done. Sometimes they don't even be looking at they don't even look at the content. They just automatically like, oh, that's Brandy Janelle. That's Brandy J. Like, they don't even have to do that. And I really appreciate the few of y'all. But everybody else, like my stepmom said, I'm gonna focus on the good, the positive, the people that really look out. But the rest of y'all, foul. That's all I'm going to say is foul. Because I'm a supporter at the end of the day because I know what it takes to get it out from up under. It's not given to you. You have to buy all your technology. You have to start your own business yourself. You have to do your own research. That is not easy, especially with everyday life. You got your emotions up and down. You got your regular job. You're just trying to venture out of that and become a boss. It is not easy at all. So big ups to everybody that's climbing up because we got ways to go, but we will get there. And there will be setbacks, but listen, honey, we're gonna make it happen. So you need those type of people that are in your corner that you know. You don't have to ask nothing. They already there, they down. Those other people, don't worry about them. They still giving you your views. They still viewing at the end of the day. They gonna see it. They might not like it, but they're gonna see it. And that's what I think about. That's what's on my mind when I post something that's not a selfie or not a sexy picture. It might be a book that I'm reading and I don't get the likes, but I have the engagements. I got it. You gave me that engagement. That's all that matters. Period. Period, Pooh. That's all that matters. It got a little heated, but those are just some of the feelings that I feel with being a recent graduate, being completely finished with school and thinking that it was going to be a walk in the park. I do believe that this is my calling. Like anything, you got to have a start. You got to have a beginning. Trust the journey. Enjoy the journey. And don't think too much about the destination. Because once you reach that destination, it's like, what's next? I'm here. What? And I don't want to get to that point. So I'm really not trying to think too much about it. I'm not comparing myself to other bloggers. If anything, I'm getting pointers. I'm researching. I'm learning new things each and every day about this life because it is something that I want to pursue full time. But I know that it's going to take time and things don't happen overnight. And that's just what it is. That's just what it is, and I'm taking it. I apologize for being so MIA on y'all. It's been a lot, like I said, going on. But like I said before, the priority thing, obviously my podcast was not a priority to me because my mind was somewhere else, and my work ethic was going towards something else. And something else meaning Instagram and YouTube. I am proud of myself, though, because I have been really consistent with YouTube. If you guys are not subscribed to my channel, if you're listening to this part right here, just stop what you're doing after I finish this message. And please, pretty, 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 pretty please, with a cherry on top, subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's www.youtube.com/BrandyJanelle. That's BrandyJanelle. Brandy Janelle. That is my YouTube name, and it will be in the description. Please just support me, y'all. I'm really trying. I'm getting better and better learning. I'm learning quality over quantity. Hold on, that's a tongue twister. My mouth is dry. Let me get some water real quick. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Okay. Yes, that is a tongue twister for sure. But I'm learning to be better with my content. I'm not going to be perfect. I'm growing. I'm only going to get better. I'm only going to get better because, like I said, I'm doing my research. I'm looking at other bloggers. That's like, you got to look at people around you that's doing stuff that you want to do. Look at other people. That's like a rapper trying to, or that's like a dentist trying to do an engineer's work. Why are you not looking at other dentists? You know what I'm saying? So I've been doing that. I've been trying to really focus on myself. It's really hard because when you're in a relationship, you tend to forget about yourself sometimes, because it's just you and that person, and you're just thinking about that person all the time. You have to learn to do you as well, and that's what I'm learning. We've been together for a year and a half. I kind of want to make this into a separate podcast, which is kind of like a self-love and self-check and all that jazz. But I just want to briefly say that I have been going through some things mentally as far as my self-love and just really finding out who I am. And it's not just with my relationship. It's without being in school as well. Like I said, I've been in school since preschool all the way to 8 extra years after high school. Actually, 9 extra years after high school. Wait, I'm lying. No, I'm lying. It's like 7. Wait, hold on. 4. Yeah, it's like 7 years after high school. So I am trying to figure out who I am. I'm not my happiest as far as physically. I could definitely be doing so much better with my eating habits. Like I said, I don't want to get too deep into it because I want to save this for another podcast episode. But I'm working on it. I'm working on me. I am working on me. But I'm trying my best to just really keep my head in the game and staying focused, and consistency and persistency. Let me tell y'all the difference between consistency. Okay, let's try it again. Consistency versus persistency. That is a tongue twister, y'all, for real. Okay, so persistency is when you are, we can use the word consistency and persistency, because it's when you are still consistent when you're going through, I guess you could say, bad times. They still do through it all, through adversity, you're still consistent. So that's like, you know, God forbid me getting fired from my job, but I'm still do this YouTube stuff. The lights off. I'm still do this YouTube stuff. You know, I ran out of my last little bit of cocoa. Oh no, that's stupid. Let me not say that. But y'all get what I'm saying. Consistency is, you know, just continuously doing it. Continuously doing it. Repetitive. Repetition. So I'm trying to work on both of those. I don't think it's going to be hard to be persistent, because I tend to gravitate towards things such as blogging and YouTubing and just talking, which is why I came on here, because I was honestly feeling down on myself, because I'm one of those people where I just want to get it done. I want to just show people that I'm working. And it's like, chill. Why do you need to? Who are you trying to impress? They know you're working. I'm just one of those people that's like, let me show them that I'm doing this. Let me make sure they know that this is what's going on. I'm not just sitting on my butt. And I need to chill on that. And I can call myself out on that. That's one of my biggest flaws, is I'm always trying to show people I'm doing something. It's like, chill, girl, chill. People know you working. They know you're not just out here in the bars like most females your age, or just out here not doing nothing. They know you working. And I just, I be so hard on myself. And I just finished cleaning up my office and getting it organized. And I'm like, oh my God, what can I do now? I don't want to just sit on my butt and watch YouTube videos. I'm like, let me see what I could post as far as a blog. And I'm like, no, I got to work on that when I get my pictures done this weekend. Chill. So I'm like, you know what? Let me do a podcast. So although I was telling myself to chill, I knew I needed to get this done because I have been lacking on my podcast post. I'm so sorry, y'all. Again, y'all know my struggle. Y'all know what it is. I know I have viewers. I know, or listeners, actually. I know that y'all rock with me, but I'm human. Y'all know that I'm human. I don't know. I don't get any feedback on my podcast from certain people, like my friends, and they're just like, I listen, blah, 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 I love it, blah, blah, blah. I need feedback. What do you guys want to hear? It makes it hard for me not to do it when I don't have any feedback or nobody's, you know, telling me. I feel like I'm talking to myself sometimes. So I'm gonna be honest, that's hard with a podcast. I see I'm getting views. I see who's watching, not particularly what person, but I see that somebody is watching. I see this post or this podcast got this many views, but you guys are not talking to me. You guys are not telling me, oh, you should talk about la 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 and blah la la. And it's hard. It's like, okay, ain't nobody messing with me on this platform. Let me go to the next. Let me focus on YouTube more. So that's pretty much why I really haven't been on my podcast, but I'm gonna continue to upload and record for you guys, because when I did log into my podcast platform in which I record, I was surprised to see I had views and I had money, y'all. I was so surprised, like, oh my God, people really been listening. So I really need to get back at it and just, like I said, be consistent. And that was me not being persistent because I had an issue, right? That was a bit of an adverse. Whoa, I have been stuttering so much. That sounds like that's what that just sounded like, y'all. But I have been facing some adversity because it's like, it's a mind thing. I'm going against myself. I'm not believing in myself. So I'm not being persistent. Like, so I would, in order for me to be persistent, I will really have to continue to upload and record my podcast episodes for y'all, even though I feel as though I don't have the audience that I want. Even though I feel as though I don't have, well, I know for a fact I don't have anyone commenting or rating. Well, I have a few people that rate me, but you guys get what I'm saying. That's not me being persistent, and I'm going to do better. I am going to do better. I can only get better at this point. So, oh, y'all, I feel like I've been talking for a long time and I haven't, but my mouth is so dry lately. I don't know why. I'm about to kill this water. So I just wanted to update you guys on my mental well-being and where I've been, what I've been up to and all that jazz, and about, I don't know, I think this podcast might be 30 minutes or under, but I didn't want to get too technical on you guys. Just wanted to give you guys something to hold on to until I prep for the next one. Like I said, make sure you guys rate this podcast and just throw out some topics. Y'all know I talk about them. I will definitely address them if y'all want me to. It makes my job easier, okay? With that being said, again, I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm going to do better. We got to work as a team, y'all. We got to work as a team. Just let me know. I'm new to this, kind of. So let me know what it is y'all want me to talk about. Sometimes I don't have nothing to talk about, and it's kind of hard. So I can be your motivator. I don't really get too much into the gossip, all that shade room type stuff, so I'm going to steer away from it. But I can talk about each topic and turn it into a learning lesson. Y'all know I don't play about that. But I'm going to end this podcast on on a different note. We're going to just stop what we're doing and look at the description, and we're going to follow my Instagram at IamBrandyJ. We're going to subscribe to my YouTube channels and start watching my videos and liking them and commenting if you feel like it. But for real, subscribe at Brandy Janelle on YouTube and Twitter, IAM_BrandyJ_, and my blog, which I am active on, is www.livingcozy.com. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this podcast episode. Again, I am your host, Brandy J, and I am out for the day. Peace and love. Bye.